Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. And as part of our continuing series featuring the writers at allgreenbaypackers.com, we have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. We have Marcus Eversole. Marcus, how you doing on a Monday morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. For those of you who might not know Marcus, he writes at allgreenbaypackers.com. But Marcus, please give us a little bit of background on yourself and, you know, how you became a Packers fan, maybe, perhaps. Take it whatever direction you feel.
Well, I've been a Packers fan my whole life, thanks to my dad. Made me a Packers fan, which I still thank him for. I'm from Madison, living up in Green Bay right now. I'm still finishing up school, majoring in communication, so hopefully one day work as a sports broadcaster, sports writer, something along those lines, and yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Well, you're headed in the right direction by writing for Jersey Al at allgreenbaypackers.com. But let's get down to it, talking some football here this morning. I think we're going to hit heavily on the safeties, seeing as last week, probably the biggest story of the week, was about Morgan Burnett and that the Packers and him are talking about a contract extension, according to Jason LeCanfor of CBS Sports. Marcus, do you expect Morgan Burnett to receive a deal before the start of the season?
I'm not quite sure about before the start of the season, but I do think he's that next guy in line for a big extension before guys like DJ Raji, Sam Shields, JerMichael Finley, those guys. Burnett's played a lot of football the past 2 years. You know, he's headed into his fourth year now, and you compare him to a guy like Nick Collins for 3 years, and actually Burnett has the better numbers. I don't know if Burnett will ever be the all-pro caliber player that Collins was, but I'm not sure whether it'll be before the season. Maybe they'll do an early in-season deal like they did with Jordy Nelson a couple of years ago. But either way, whether it's before the season or during the season, I think Burnett's the next guy in line for a contract extension.
So, when this does happen, as we think it's going to happen eventually, I'm in agreement. I mean, it's a matter of time before it gets done, you know, regardless of the date it actually happens. But, you know, what kind of deal do you see him getting? Will he be one of the top paid safeties in the NFL?
That's really an interesting question, because look at the recent deal some guys signed. Cam Chancellor with the Seahawks got 4 years, $28 million, so about $7 million a year. Deshaun Goldson went from San Francisco to Tampa Bay. He got 5 years, $41 million, so a little more, about $8 million a year. I think Burnett could get somewhere close to Chancellor's, and that, you know, $6-7 million annually, somewhere in that range. And you just look at the 2014 cap hits for safeties around the league, and you look at some of the names on there. You know, I think Burnett fits in with that crowd. You see guys like Charles Godfrey in Carolina, Michael Griffin in Tennessee, Louis Delmas. You know, I think Burnett compares favorably to some of those guys, and they're all going to be between $6 and $8 million for 2014. I think Burnett could get something close to that for sure.
Very interesting. Let's talk about the spot opposite Morgan Burnett at the safety position. Kind of one up for grabs between Jerron McMillan and M.D. Jennings. Kind of a little bit of attention on M.D. Jennings lately. Just yesterday, he joined the folks at SiriusXM Satellite Radio. There was a post on M.D. Jennings at JS Online published yesterday, so he's in the news. What do you think about that spot opposite Morgan Burnett? Who's going to come away with that gig?
If I had to pick one guy, I'd probably lean towards Jerron McMillan. I just think he's a more physical player. I think he's got a higher ceiling, more potential. He needs to improve pass coverage, and you know, he doesn't have the best ball skills at this point in his career. We saw that last year. He dropped an interception right against the Chicago Bears, hit him right between the twos. So if he can improve in pass coverage, you know, just those little things, then I think he has a higher ceiling than Jennings. But the other day on Packers Central, you know, I was talking with Zach Cruz, who writes for you at Cheesehead TV. He basically suggested that maybe it's going to be another platoon between the two guys. You know, if neither player really emerges in training camp, then maybe you put Jennings on the field in obvious passing downs, and then McMillan could be the guy against heavy offensive sets. But if I have to pick one guy, I think I like McMillan a little more moving forward. I think he has a chance to be a solid starter. And between him and Burnett, I think just strictly athletically, both those guys have pretty much everything you could ask for from safety. So I think just looking at Jennings and Burnett, looking at McMillan and Burnett, I think their skill sets would kind of complement each other. So if I had to pick one or the other, I'd probably lean towards McMillan, but it wouldn't surprise me if both Jennings and McMillan find the field in some capacity.
Yeah, I can see that. That is kind of an interesting idea, the platoon, and that's kind of a situation they used somewhat last year, kind of platooning between the two. But, in other safety talk here, there was an interview with free agent Kerry Rhodes over the weekend at SiriusXM Satellite Radio, saying he has four teams interested in him. And I speculated the Packers could be among them, and there's no indication that there is. But, you know, I don't know how much you know about Kerry Rhodes, Marcus, but maybe we could just talk about the depth at the safety position in general in Green Bay. How do you feel about it? You know, would they be interested in signing free agent or even Kerry Rhodes in particular?
Well, I definitely thought the Packers would address the safety position at some point this offseason. Safety was one of the deeper positions in the draft. I thought maybe second or third round the Packers would go out and get a guy to come in and compete with McMillan, compete with Jennings for that spot, but they didn't do that. So it really wouldn't surprise me too much if they looked at a guy like Kerry Rhodes. Again, if neither McMillan or Jennings really emerges through training camp, or maybe, heaven forbid, one of them suffers an injury in the preseason, something like that, then maybe they could look at a guy like Rhodes. According to Pro Football Focus, he was the number four safety in the league last season. You know, I don't think their rankings are the be-all, end-all by any means, but you know that says something about a guy still sitting on the free agent market. Still only 30 years old. He's got some football ahead of him. You know, a guy who was one of the better safeties in the league last season still is unsigned. Maybe, I think ideally, the Packers would like to go with these young guys, get them some experience moving forward. Hopefully they can take a step forward, you know, as Burnett did in his second year after missing most of his rookie year. So I think at some point maybe Rhodes is the guy they could look at, but I think it would have to take some form of disappointment from McMillan and Jennings for that to happen.
Yeah, perhaps that could be the case where they just play a wait-and-see game and see how things turn out. But, you know, let's turn our attention to the offensive side of the football. We hit on defense here heavily early on. We're talking to Marcus Eversole of allgreenbaypackers.com. And Marcus, I wanted to pick your brain on the running back position a little bit. You know, how do you see that position shaking out this season in training camp with all these young guys coming in? Who do you see end up being the starter or, you know, just playing big roles in general?
Well, this is definitely the position. If there's one position to keep an eye on throughout training camp, I think it's got to be running back. They just have so many guys in there. They only have three, maybe four spots on the roster. So it's really going to be interesting to see who gets cut. I think Eddie Lacy has to be the favorite to win the job headed into camp. But I really don't think you can count out either Jonathan Franklin or Dewan Harris. And the thing about these guys is they're all so different. Dewan Harris in no way is the same player as Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy is very different than Jonathan Franklin. They're all different kinds of players. So it's really going to be interesting to see if they go a different direction this year, because in years past they've always had just one guy has been the Packers' feature back. But maybe this year with more competition, maybe they go with a little bit of a backfield by committee kind of approach, because I think all three players have a legitimate shot at seeing the field. As far as who makes the team, I think all three of those guys will definitely make the team, talking about Lacy, Franklin, and Harris. And then I think if the Packers keep four guys, it's either going to be Alex Green or James Starks. think it's really hard to imagine both guys making the team, especially when, you know, you got a guy like Angelo Pease, the undrafted rookie who's gotten some positive reviews throughout minicamps. Maybe you could keep a guy like Pease on the practice squad. I just can't see Green and Starks making the team. And when push comes to shove, I think Starks is probably the odd man out. I know Green and Starks have both had problems with injuries, but Packers invested a third-round pick on Green a couple of years ago, and I still think he can help the team in the right role. I think, you know, he's a good pass catcher. I think he's a guy maybe worth keeping on a team as a fourth running back. I don't know what position you may sacrifice a spot for, but I think the Packers will end up keeping four backs, and I think Green gets that last spot ahead of Starks.
Five backs, including a fullback, too?
Yeah, including the fullback. Well, because last year Packers kept four backs, didn't they, at the start of the year?
I think so.
Yeah, I think they did, because they kept Brandon Sane before he went down with the ACL injury.
But, Marcus, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about Jonathan Franklin in particular. There was an article published in the Green Bay Press Gazette over the weekend about him and the role he'll be playing. What kind of role do you see him playing in Green Bay? Do you think even special teams could be part of that role?
Yeah, I definitely think special teams could be part of that role. But, I really do think Franklin can't be counted out for the starting job. And I know that's high praise for a guy who was picked in the fourth round, especially after the Packers already drafted Eddie Lacy in the second round. But I really think that Franklin will give the Packers something that they haven't had. I think he fits what they're trying to do offensively. I think he can do some things in the passing game. But that being said, I mean, there are certainly some knocks on him headed into the draft. He had some serious problems with ball security his first 3 years at UCLA. Only had one fumble as a senior, so that's encouraging for Packers fans. But issues with ball security, some questions with pass protection. The preseason and training camp is going to be huge for Franklin, just like it is for the other guys in the backfield. If he can prove he can protect the passer, because the coaching staff always says that's the most important thing from the running back position in this offense. You got to protect Aaron Rodgers. You got to be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And you got to protect the football. If Franklin can do those things, if he can show he's a complete back and not just a guy who could fit in a complimentary role, it really wouldn't surprise me to see Franklin as a starter at some point this season. I really like that guy.
Marcus, how's the podcast going with our own Zach Cruz?
It's going well. It's going well so far. We have about four podcasts out, if I'm not mistaken. Had Jarrell Worthy on the other week. That was a real good interview. A lot of things to take away from that. But, yeah, it's getting better.
Very good, very good. Well, I wish you all the best of luck with that. I wish you all the best of luck at allgreenbaypackers.com. Thanks for joining us this morning, and let's do it again sometime.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Brian.
All right, thanks a lot. Marcus Eversole of allgreenbaypackers.com joining us here on Railbird Central on a Monday morning, talking some Packers football. Glad to have him joining us. Glad to have you, the listener, joining us on a Monday morning. We'll continue the discussion here of the Green Bay Packers as we are a little over a week away from the start of training camp. So getting close. What is it? Next week, Friday, I believe, is the first day of practice. So a little over a week and a half away, something about, you know, like that. They report next Thursday. No practice, but players report to Green Bay next Thursday. So we're getting close to that time where we're getting near football season once again here. So, I just wanted to continue the discussion this morning about, you know, a lot of the topics Marcus hit on in our interview to kick off the show here. Continuing the safety discussion, I think that's kind of one of the areas in which, you know, people are really focused on right now with the news coming down the pike last week that Morgan Burnett was going to is in contract extension talks with the Green Bay Packers. You know, that broke last week, probably that news hit last week, Thursday, I think. And there's been really no action since that time. No follow-up reports or anything like that. Nothing has happened. No contract has been signed, inked to a deal or anything like that. So you know, the thing is, when is this going to happen? When is Morgan Burnett going to sign a contract extension, or is he at all? You know, as Marcus said, and I agree, I don't know when it's going to happen, but I do think it will happen. You know, will it start before the start of training camp, or will it happen in the midst of training camp before the start of the season, or will it happen early during the season like Jordy Nelson did a few years ago? When is this going to happen for Morgan Burnett? You know, it's hard to say. It could come at any moment. Heck, for all I know, they could be inking the contract right now as we speak. They're sitting in the offices of 1265 Lombardi Avenue, for all we know, and it's just moments away from being announced. I doubt that's the case, but, you know, I'm saying it's a possibility. Who knows? We kind of sit here and we wait and finding out if this thing is going to come to fruition or when it's going to come to fruition, at least. So no real update, but, you know, kind of waiting on that. Be nice if there was some sort of follow-up to that this week to see where those negotiations are at and whether this is something that's going to happen in the near future. So Morgan Burnett and his contract extensions kind of still being an item of noteworthiness here in the run-up to training camp, now just a little over a week away. And kind of continuing here about the Kerry Rhodes, situation as well. Kerry Rhodes had an interview at Sirius XM Radio over the weekend saying there are four teams that are interested in him. I wrote a little post here at CheeseheadTV.com speculating whether the Packers might be among them, just simply because of the depth situation. And I wouldn't even expect, if this were to happen, if the Packers were to sign him, and it's totally speculative right now, but if the Packers were to sign him, I wouldn't even see Kerry Rhodes as a starter, but perhaps one of your primary backups. You know, it just seems to me there is so little depth at the position in Green Bay, especially so little experience depth, that bringing in a veteran could be a good thing at the safety position. Kerry Rhodes has played well over the course of his career. He was named All-Pro back in 2006, so, you know, he really has played at a high level, although 2006 being, you know, quite a few years ago now. But still, had four interceptions as a member of the Arizona Cardinals last year. I think this is a guy the Packers should be interested in. Whether or not they are, I couldn't say. But, the depth bothers me, just because, you know, if the Packers were to suffer an injury to any safety, you know, on the roster, you know, they're kind of put in the bind a little bit. They currently have six players at the safety position on the current roster, on the 90-man roster. So, you know, that's not how many they're taking into the regular season. You know, should any one of those six get injured, all of a sudden, you're in a little bit of a bind, you know, to get through training camp, to get through the preseason with five guys. That's why I think, you know, you should bring a guy in who is a little bit of experience, who can step in and, you know, might take him a little bit to, get versed in the Packers defense. But you would think, you know, a guy who's been around for as long as Kerry Rhodes can, you know, over the course of one training camp, he can get caught up rather quickly and be ready to play, at least in a backup role. I mean, I'm not just talking about an injury to Morgan Burnett, the top guy. You know, all of a sudden, if a backup goes down, if one of the last guys on the roster goes down, you need somebody almost there. But and then especially, you know, if any of the top three players would go down, you know, Morgan Burnett, Jerron McMillan, MD Jennings, if any one of those guys were to suffer an injury, and you know, it's the game of football. These things tend to happen, even if it's not even, you know, a long-term thing. You know, sometimes they just suffer a nagging injury. They keep them out of practice. You're a little bit shorthanded. This could be a thing that, you know, Kerry Rhodes could step in and provide some depth and at least, you know, take a little bit of pressure off for a little while. You know, during the preseason, during training camp, they tend to be extra cautious in terms of injuries because, you know, they aren't playing games that count in the preseason. So, you know, they tend to be extra cautious and, you know, you can, that's a way for a guy like Rhodes to even, you know, receive a little bit more practice time, maybe even a little more playing time in the preseason, things like that, get him up to speed. So, and I think it's only exacerbated by Sean Richardson's injury situation. He went through off-season neck surgery. Don't really know what his status is going to be. And, you know, he could be going on the PUP list at the beginning of training camp. I see on the live blog, John says, I still think Bush would make a good safety, referencing Jarrett Bush. And perhaps that is the case. You know, Jarrett Bush, I know, is kind of filled in as an emergency safety in the past, at least during the during practice, you know. Just when you get down to a 53-man roster, you don't have quite as much depth anymore, and you have guys who need to, you know, practice at multiple positions just in a, you know, an emergency situation that does come up every now and again. So, you know, it could be that type of situation, but still, there is currently one roster spot open on the Packers 90-man roster. They have 89 players signed to contracts. So I think, you know, it doesn't hurt to fill it right now. In any guy you're signing at this point, Kerry Rhodes isn't going to come expensive. Yeah, you might need to sign him for a little more than the NFL's veteran minimum, but not majorly more so. Not significantly more so. I think you can probably get him at a little bit of a discount and, you know, compared to your average veteran NFL safety. And you know, just feel a little bit better about the depth at that position in Green Bay. Something I think they should do. Whether or not they listen to me is another matter. I'm not Ted Thompson, but we'll see how things shake out and see if they fill that position, that 90th roster spot. I you know, what are they waiting for on that? I think that's something they should fill before the start of training camp. Again, doesn't hurt. It, you know, might cost against your salary cap a little bit, but I think you should go in with as much depth as possible on the team at this point, at least. Obviously you whittle the roster down further as you get into training camp, but for the time being, I think that would be a good thing for the Green Bay Packers. Just briefly mentioning Sean Richardson there, you know, we're going to start to see at the start of training camp, just a little over a week away too, you know, whether he's going to be on the PUP list. But not just Sean Richardson, talking for a moment about other potential players that could start the season on the PUP list. That's going to come out, you know, very soon here. As soon as practice starts, you know, anybody now that is not able to practice, they'll be going on the PUP list. And you know, there were guys who sat out of practice in the off-season portion of the program, mini camp, OTAs, where it was more just a precautionary thing. You know, I tend to think of like probably Desmond Moses. You know, he didn't practice a lot, more of a precautionary thing. You never really heard of anything major wrong with him. So, you know, you don't expect a guy like him to go on the PUP list. But yeah, as John says here on the live blog, Jarrell Worthy could be one guy who ends up going on the PUP list. Sean Richardson is another guy. You know, just speculating here about other ones. J.C. Treader, the rookie who broke his ankle during mini camp or OTAs. He could start the season on the PUP list. Devon House, the cornerback, you know, he went through off-season shoulder surgery. You would think he would be ready for the start of training camp, but you're just not entirely sure. You know, even if he does start the training camp on the PUP list, I wouldn't think it would be long, at least until he's taken off of it. Let's see who else. Running back Duwan Harris had that cyst removed from his lung during the offseason here. He's another candidate. All these guys will be finding out where they're at. I obviously think the most likely candidate is Jarrell Worthy. You know, he'll be on that PUP list almost guaranteed, with a few other guys being J.C. Treader and Sean Richardson, who seem perhaps likely candidates. And you know, with Sean Richardson, it's probably, you know, a toss up, you know, a kind of a flip of the coin, whether he ends up, you know, on the PUP list or not. But these are things we'll be finding out very shortly. And to continue the discussion here, kind of mirroring the discussion we had with Marcus Eversole, transitioning from the safety position to the running back position, talking about Duwan Harris, he had that cyst removed during the off season. You know, where is he going to be at the start of training camp, and how is the running back position going to be affected? That is definitely one of the more interesting positions to watch this season, this training camp, as we get underway in a little over a week. You know, with that position just being up for grabs in Green Bay, really, that's going to be one of the more exciting ones to watch, with these rookies coming in and Mike McCarthy emphasizing that the running game's going to be better. You know, I think there's kind of this assumption that the running game's going to be better in Green Bay, but I don't really think that's, you know, going out on a limb whatsoever. I think the running game it's going to be emphasized more. I think, you know, Greg Jennings is gone from this offense now, so there's going to be a little bit of a shift toward the running game a little bit more than there has been in the past under Mike McCarthy. So I really do think, you know, it's really without question the running game is going to be better in Green Bay in 2013. You know, how much better is the question. But, you know, I think they will run the ball more in general. I think you're going to see more carries, you know, from a carries per game perspective coming from the running backs. I think you're going to see more yards come out of them as a result. The question is, though, you know, is the yards per carry going to improve? You know, I think they were under 4.0 yards per carry last year. You want your running game to be averaging more than 4 yards a carry. So, you know, that could be a situation worth monitoring, and how much the running backs develop and how quickly they can. You know, for even if we count Duwan Harris as part of this, you know, the running backs being used, you know, among Eddie Lacy, Jonathan Franklin, you know, Duwan Harris is still very young as well, even though he's kind of the veteran of the unit here, who you kind of expect might get, you know, ample playing time. All the running backs are going to be very young in general, rookies, second-year players. How are these guys going to be? Can you trust them? Can you trust them in pass protection? As we talked about with Marcus Eversole, that's, you know, one of the major responsibilities if you're a running back in the Packers offense. You know, you got to be able to protect Aaron Rodgers. Are these guys going to be up for it from week one? You know, you would hope that eventually they would get better with it as time goes on, but you know, somebody's got to be ready for it week one, you know, when you're ready to start the regular season. And that's going to be a major point of emphasis, and again, just another thing worth watching when training camp opens here in a little over a week. But it is now 9 o'clock here on a Monday morning at Railbird Central. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us here on a Monday morning. We'll be back on Wednesday once again, as we have Railbird Central every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at CheeseheadTV.com. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caribou. We'll see you later, everyone. We'll see you in 2 days. In the meantime, go check out all your Packers news needs at our blog at cheeseheadtv.com. I leave you today with a song called Rosie by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. We'll see you later, everyone. Go, Pack, go.